Well, welcome back, listeners, to Faith in Action. I am Lisa Niebuhr, filling in today for Joanne Fox, and I am joined by Sandy Williams from St. Michael's Catholic School in South Sioux City and Patty Lansing from the Diocese of Sioux City. And ladies, it's Catholic Schools Week, and as we celebrate Catholic schools, and we've been talking about our partnerships with our parents and our parishes, we really, am I correct, ladies, the Catholic schools partner with so many individuals and groups. And during our break, Mrs. Williams, you were talking a little bit about the partnership between St. Michael's Catholic School and Bishop Helan in Sioux City. Can you tell us a little bit more about that?
Yes, I'd be glad to. In the past several years, we have worked closely with Bishop Helan schools in Sioux City, particularly the high school, because since we're in a different diocese across the river, our students don't have a diocesan Catholic school alternative for high school. So we've worked with Bishop Helan on how to make it cost affordable for our students to, after graduation from eighth grade at St. Michael's, to go on to Bishop Helan. Working with Dr. Flannery and
Bishop Helan system?
And the development office. Our students fall into the same categories that the students in the Sioux City Diocese do as far as the scholarship opportunities and things like that. But also recently, we found out that if students had one student at Bishop Helan and three students at St. Michael's, they could not afford both tuitions. So a couple years ago, we agreed that the fourth student goes free, and Bishop Helan and St. Michael's splits that. So they pay for half, and then we pay for the other half of the fourth child. However, this year we found out students still couldn't make both the tuitions. So in working with Dr. Flannery, our students now qualify for another grant that they weren't able to use the money for, through the Gill Foundation, and the Gill Foundation supplements some of that tuition that the students are required to pay, so parents can make the tuition for both schools, both Bishop Helan and St. Michael's. In the past years, it seems like St. Michael's always took the hit on that, and we just couldn't afford to do it anymore. We also have a partnership with sports, because being across the river, our students cannot participate in the public school sports because they have so many students already, they can't accommodate ours, but yet through the Iowa Athletic Association, they can't participate in the Bishop Helan sports. So a program was started a few years ago called We Are Helan for younger grades up through sixth grade and some seventh and eighth grade sports, in which we all pool our students together and they can compete in the inner city schools with basketball, volleyball, and some of those sports. And it's really been a blessing for our students that are athletic and want to go on and play sports, and also gives a good community development for our incoming students that do attend Bishop Helan High School. And we do have probably on average 70 to 90% of our eighth graders do go on to Catholic education at Bishop Helan High School.
So Mrs. Williams, if there is ever a concern about financial or the river that runs between us, you really have built bridges to be able to make sure that that gift of Catholic education can go on. And that's true, Mrs. Lansing, too, in the Diocese of Sioux City, that there are many opportunities and collaborations made possible to ensure families have that as many opportunities as they can. Mrs. Lansing, when our youngest was diagnosed with dysarthria, Evan was working with the AEA, and when we looked at transferring him from Kingsley Pearson to Galen, we were surprised that our Catholic schools work with the AEA. How do Catholic schools and the AEA work together to serve students, and what collaborations exist there?
Many of our schools have partnerships with either their local public school to serve students with special needs, or the AEA as well. It just depends on the student's need or their disability. But our Catholic schools are able to serve students with special needs either with the help of a public school's special education teacher, Sometimes schools, public schools, will send their teacher into the private school to do the instruction. Our schools also partner on Title I reading services. That's a federal program for reading assistance. So we have lots of partnerships where we are able to serve students with all kinds of needs in our buildings.
That's incredible. Ladies, what are some of the fun things that kids get to do? Because we've talked about arts, academics, etc., and the collaborations exist. What are some of the other fun opportunities that are available in our community for students?
We have a lot of activities that we like to do, after school programs with our students. We have dodgeball weekly in after school for free for our students to participate in. We have an archery program. We're going to start up a fishing program. These are all through grants that teachers have written that allow students to come in and participate in these activities free of charge. We also have movie clubs, reading clubs, chess clubs. It's kind of whatever is STEM by student interest. We try to make it happen. Teachers volunteer to run and coordinate these programs on their own time, and it's usually done after school. We also do a lot of things throughout the week or the month, Unity Day activities, in which we mix our students preschool through eighth grade into smaller groups, and we do activities. It could be decorating snowflakes and sending them to the nursing homes or sending them to our stakeholders, making Christmas cards, welcoming our veterans in. There's really no limit, you know, to what we do. And again, it's just done as part of who we are.
Our schools do a lot with family nights. You know, we mentioned that word family earlier, and they do family events to pull families together in with their students at, you know, evenings or after school hours. There are also lots of activities just centering around our faith. They do living rosaries. We do lots of activities during the month of Mary in May. So they just find different ways to celebrate portions of our faith as well and pull families into that.
And go ahead, Mrs. Williams.
We all have a large, very large Latino population. So our Lady of Guadalupe celebrations, you know, that includes our parish and our school. We have madrinas in our school. And a couple of years ago, unfortunately pre-COVID, we had a big Thanksgiving celebration in which we had families come in and we made some Latino food. We made the turkey dinner type things, and the families just came in and they could pick whatever food they want, and we had music playing and there was dancing. So again, it's what Patty said, it's whatever we can do just to bring our families and our faith together in joyous celebrations. It makes a difference.